invasive mussels are creeping closer to Washington's borders. If they find a home in the state's waters, it could cost hundreds of millions. That's why the Department of Fish and Wildlife has a plan to sniff out the problem. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
A few miles from the Idaho border, at one of those watercraft inspection stations you pass along the highway, one very good boy is doing a very good job. This is Finn, a working dog for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Finn is about 4 years old and is a Catahoula leopard dog, Blue Lacey, and Australian Kelpie mix. His nose is particularly good at sniffing out tiny invasive mussels. Nick Noss is Finn's handler.
So, have you ever tried to smell a mussel?
Oh yeah, we have them right here. You can smell them yourself too.
It smells like gym socks or something.
Yeah, really bad gym socks, exactly.
Noss says it's not about detecting the smell. It's about the speed at which Finn can pick it up. These invasive freshwater quagga and zebra mussels hitch a ride on boats or trailers. At this stop, they're often coming from the Great Lakes area. Noss says smaller mussels can be about the size of a nail head. Adult mussels are about the size of a quarter. The tiny hitchhikers clog pipes and filters. They can change river and lake ecosystems. The mussels could cost hundreds of millions in damage. They could be especially harmful to hydropower facilities.
Just two mussels is all it takes, and you can have an issue started.
He says a single mussel can produce at least 30,000 eggs a year.
Historically, there's no success story of them being eradicated from a water body once they've taken hold, so yeah, anything we can do to prevent that is paramount.
Right now, the Columbia River Basin is the only major river system in the U.S. that doesn't have an invasive mussel infestation, but it's close. In 2023, larval quagga mussels were found on the Snake River in Idaho. The Idaho Department of Agriculture uses planktonic nets to search for these microscopic invaders. It's something inspectors in Washington have taken seriously. Stacy Lehman is a spokesperson for the department.
It's such a battle.
At this inspection station in Liberty Lake, Ben sits at attention every time he sees a vehicle with a boat entering the area, nearly a football field away. On busy weekends, like the 4th of July, inspectors can look at 400 boats a day. Noss says Ben works up to 140 boats on high traffic weekends. This pup's got a full-time gig, working about 40 hours a week. After a driver with a boat pulls up to an inspection station,
come on, bud.
Yeah.
A crew member talks to the driver. Noss and Finn stroll around the boat like a drug or bomb-sniffing dog. If he detects a mussel, his head snaps up. He sits, and it's up to Noss to find the stowaways nearby. After the search, Finn gets his reward. His favorite toy, two chewy orange balls tied together with a blue rope. He only gets this special toy at work.
We definitely don't want to do treats because, you know, 150 treats a day. I'll be dragging him around instead of him dragging me around.
Each dog costs thousands of dollars and requires special training. The department would like a second dog, especially near the Tri-Cities. That's where a lot of boats make their way up from Lake Mead, Lake Havasu, and Lake Powell, invasive mussel hotspots. Here's Lehman from the Department of Fish and Wildlife again.
He increases the efficiency of the whole process of checking boats. He just does a pass while we have to get down and look close.
Noss says it's exciting and scary to find an invasive mussel on a boat.
Just, yeah, we got something, but it's like, oh shoot, that thing made it over here.
They didn't find any mussels on this day, and for Noss, that's good news. I'm Courtney Flatt in Liberty Lake, Washington.